I used to live in Bombay until 2 years ago, and I used to stay in a really, really crowded area called Wakola in Santa Cruz. Like, I can't even begin to tell you how crowded evenings and early nights used to be outside of Santa Cruz East Station. Markets and buses and auto rickshaws and all of us used to be like in one place and ready to fight or beginning to fight, or, you know, like that kind of a mood at about 8 o'clock in the evenings, you know, because you're desperate to get home. You're already tired from the back journeys of whether it is train or shared taxis or whatever it is. And on a short fuse, mostly around that time, there was just this one bus that used to go like in circles. Basically, it would just keep going round and round from the station and take this huge loop and come back. So we all used to wait for this bus to come and try hope to get seat on it. And obviously, no one notices anything for a long time, you know, until something becomes an incident. When I got on, I think she was already there and she had already been on this one loop of a ride. And I think somebody pointed out, or the conductor pointed out, that she had already been on this bus. So obviously, if you've already done one loop, then you should have gotten off somewhere. I mean, that's the expectation. Nobody thought of it as a big deal initially, but then suddenly it seemed to escalate into the conductor and the people questioning her as to what she was doing. Like, you know, why was she on the bus for more than one round trip? You know, like, why are you here? Initially, she tried to brush it off. Aapko kya problem hai, sort of a thing. She must have done that thinking that people will kind of move on. She's not troubling anybody. She's just on the bus. But that didn't happen. Initially, I was like, obviously, just curious. We want to know what's going on, you know, when there's a fight around us or something like that. But after a point, I really felt like, you know, maybe she's just trying to get away from something for a little while. I do remember people feeling very hostile towards her as to why are you here for more than half an hour. I didn't really make a judgment about where she came from. I generally knew that whoever was on this bus came from really small living spaces. Somebody who's had like perhaps a rough day or has been having rough days for a long time, and she just wants to probably get some fresh air, if you can call it that. I remember thinking she looked tired, and we all know how women get tired, so. And obviously nobody was allowing her that on that bus, because imagine a crowd looking at you, right? And so many random onlookers like me. I didn't do anything about it. I just watched, because I knew that if anybody did step in, it would probably become worse. So then she got flustered. I'm not getting off this bus, but trust me, I haven't done anything wrong. You know, it was like that. But she also knew that she can't stand up and start a full-on fight there. So she did try to also explain that she's not a miscreant or something. Pardon my judgment over here, but you know, you find, especially on Bombay trains, drunk men sleeping in one of the carriages for so long. I don't know how many round trips from one end to the other, and nobody questions them except for an occasional policeman who comes and kind of pokes them and says, chalo utro yahan se. But nobody really minds it other than feeling mildly annoyed about it. But this particular woman was definitely questioned for being there. And I think that really got me thinking, because there have been so many times when I have taken these long train rides or a really long bus journey where you're kind of huddled onto your window seat and, you know, and you're just processing your life a little bit and really felt better about life by the time the train ride ends. And that was all she was trying to do, and we didn't let her do it. We didn't allow her. And nobody had any accusation other than, why are you here? Nobody knew. She hadn't stolen anything. Nobody had lost anything on the bus. Nobody had been molested on the bus by her. Nobody had been like, you know, nobody had any real charge against her, but the fact that she was there for more than one round trip. Women definitely use journeys to cope with life. I have cried on train rides. I have seen so many women crying on train rides, processing their grief. The way society kind of gangs up, just because something is not common. You don't see women sitting around in loops on journeys. And I keep saying we because the society is all of us, right? It reminded me of this play written by Vijay Tendulkar, Shantata Court Chalu Ahe, the court is in session. It's a story about how eventually somebody is kind of cornered. It starts like a mock exercise, and then as it goes on, it becomes intense, and you can no longer tell whether the jabs are happening for fun. And then it kind of escalates to becoming really hostile towards this woman. And I got that feeling so strongly from that incident, and I really felt for her. I just remember the last lines of the play, like, you know, Chimni lamak popat bole kaga tuje dore ole. The parrot is asking the sparrow, why are your eyes moist? Because she's basically been defeated in a mock game, but the defeat is of the real life. Tendulkar is really known for bringing out the worst of how human nature attacks other human beings in very seemingly normal spaces. You cannot imagine anyone trying to find peace on 618 bus journey from Santa Cruz station to Akola and back. That's like the last places where you will find peace and solitude, but you have somebody who's trying to get that on that bus.